This is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today we're going to have an interview with Lisa Loeb and talk about camp. Do you go to camp?
I do.
I'll talk more about that in our interview with Lisa Loeb and in a few fun segments. We'll start off by doing Stay by Lisa Loeb before we introduce one of her fundraisers. Here we go with Stay by Lisa Loeb. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship School. And now, I'm going to introduce Camp Lisa. Camp Lisa is a foundation for Lisa Loeb because she likes the camp. And this foundation is for if you don't go to camp. We'll talk more about how to make a camp if you don't go to camp later in the episode. But Camp Lisa is a foundation. You donate money to a certain foundation that you could like they could use to help grow their foundation. Maybe you can start one of your own and then you'll get money starting to grow your foundation. It would be cool if you did. And now we're going to play Wake Up by Lisa Loeb and her Camp Lisa album before we do our interview.
Every
Everybody wake up!
Wake up!
Everybody wake up!
Wake up!
Open your eyes! Jump out of bed! Open your eyes, jump out of bed. If you're on the bottom bunk, don't bump your head.
Ow.
Everybody wake up!
Wake up!
Everybody wake up!
Wake up!
Find your shoes! Find your sock! Find your shoes, find your other sock. Don't hit the snooze on your alarm clock. Everybody wake up,
wake up.
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 Toothbrush, toothpaste. Now wash your face. Roll out, sound off. It's time to get up. You gotta get up. It's time to get up this morning.
Hello? Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Lisa Loeb. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm interviewing you.
So what kind of questions do you have for me today?
Well, our first question is, how did you start playing music?
I started playing music when I was probably about your age. I started playing piano, and I took piano lessons twice a week, one for playing music and one as a group I would take to learn about music theory. And I went on from there. When I got to be a little bit older, I decided to trade in my piano for a guitar. And I started writing music also when I was about 6 or 7 years old.
That's cool. Did you play other instruments?
Yeah, I played piano and then I started playing guitar. I play piano still a little bit. I play drums a little bit. I can play bass a little bit, but mostly guitar and piano.
Okay, our second question is, what made you decide to write kids' books?
I decided to write kids' books because I always wanted to make... There were certain CDs I listened to, or not CDs, they were albums when I was little, that I used to listen to that I really liked. I listened to the radio a lot and to records that my parents had when I was little. And everything from the Beatles to classical music to Elton John and other things that were popular. And there were a couple records I liked a lot, and also TV shows. Like, there was a show called The Muppet Show. There were variety shows where grown-ups would wear these really cool outfits, like long, bright green gowns, like Carol Burnett, who was a comedian, and they would do skits and they would sing songs. Or there was a brother and sister duo called Donnie and Marie, and they would do roller skating and ice skating and different skits and sing different songs. And there was just something really fun and silly but with great melodies. And I wanted to do something like that. And I felt like that worked well in the world of kids' music. And then I thought it'd be really fun to make books also, because I know with my own kids, it's fun to read and to look at pictures sometimes when you're listening to songs.
I like to write books too. There's a new movie coming out, and I want to write a book for it, but the movie didn't come out yet. But I'm still working on my cover. But when it comes out, I watch the whole thing. I could probably start making it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and then that'd be really cool because then you can look at the book and remember what happened in the movie, and it's just that sounds like a really great idea.
Mm-hmm. And our third question is, I read that you do voices for Jake and Doc McStuffins. Can you tell us what that's like?
It's really, really fun because I get to go into a studio, sort of like I do when I record music, and I work with a team of people. There's a director who's telling me what to do. There are people who wrote the script and all the words that I get to say. And usually I don't get to be in the studio with other characters from the shows. It's just me. But the director reads the lines with me, like the lines that come before and after what I read. And he helps me set the scene and understand what the voice needs to sound like and where we're going to be, if I'm flying or if I'm, you know, what character I'm going to be. He helps describe it and explain it to me. And so for me, it's really exciting, especially because we watch Jake and Doc McStuffins at home. So it's really fun to be a part of those shows.
Can you tell us which characters you voice?
Yeah, I was the parrot princess for Jake and the Neverland Pirates, which was in a few episodes. And for Doc McStuffins, I was a little stereo, like a karaoke machine, in one of the first seasons of the show.
That sounds like cool episodes. Our fourth question is, how did you start Camp Lisa?
Camp Lisa is a foundation that I started, an organization that people can donate money to help send kids to summer camp who might not be able to afford summer camp. And I started it after I made a record called Camp Lisa. I recorded a bunch of songs that I loved singing in summer camp when I was growing up. I went to day camp, and then I went to sleepaway camp in Texas. And there were songs that we sang, the same ones when I was 4 years old as when I was 16 years old. And I thought it would be really fun to share that music and to write new music inspired by those songs. But then I also realized it would be great not just to share the music from summer camp, but actually share the summer camp experience. Have you ever been to summer camp?
Yes, I'm going this year.
Did you like it?
I didn't go yet, but you didn't go yet. But I'm going to a new camp this year.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Well, I think summer camp is so fun, and it's a little bit different. The activities you get to do and the friends you meet, it's a little bit different from regular school, especially as you get older. And I think everybody should have that experience to try new things. They might be a little scared to try, but a lot of times when you try things you haven't tried before, you can accomplish them, and then you feel really good and you feel really confident. So I wanted to help share that experience with other people. So I started the Camp Lisa Foundation. And people can donate to it directly by going online to lisalove.com and looking up Camp Lisa, or they can buy my record called Camp Lisa, or they can buy coffee that I made with a company called Coffee Fool, and all the proceeds go back to send kids to summer camp.
We will send Monday. And our next question is, I go to camp. Did you go when you were little?
Yeah, I did. I went to day camp in Dallas, Texas. And then I went to sleepaway camp outside of Austin, Texas. We got to swim in the lake and go on sailboats and sleep in cabins.
That sounds like a fun sleepaway camp. I still have to go to day camp. Last year it was a really short day camp, but this year I'm gonna go to a longer day camp.
That'll be really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. And our last question is, what was your favorite part of camping?
Well, I don't actually do a lot of camping per se. It's more going to summer camp. So for me, one of the most fun things is when you get to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner with your friends from your cabin, and you get to joke around and eat usually maybe not the healthiest food, but fun food like burritos and chimichangas and French fries, and stand on the benches and sing songs. That's really fun. Or I also love making up skits. And all the camps I got to go to, there was some kind of performance or making up skits, and that's always really fun and creative.
That sounds cool. And do you...
Yeah.
And... what question? Do you want to play a game of this or that? It's a game where I say two things, and you get to choose which one you like better.
Sure, let's play.
Sleepaway camp or day camp?
Sleepaway.
S'mores or hot dogs?
Veggie dogs.
Cabin or tent?
Oh, wait, what was that one?
Cabin or tent?
Oh, cabin.
Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Crafts or hiking?
Wow, that's a tough craft.
Okay, that's all our this or that questions, but our last question is, how can we help raise money for the Camp Lisa Foundation?
Oh, that's so sweet. The best way to raise money is either to buy my CD, Camp Lisa, which you can get on the internet. I think you can get it on iTunes. You can definitely get it through my website, lisaloeb.com, called Camp Lisa, or you could donate directly by going to lisaloeb.com and looking up Camp Lisa. I don't have the exact address on me. I think it might be, I might have to send that to you. I think it's lisaloeb.com/camp, but I'm not sure. I have to look that up.
Okay, and that was our last question, so thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your summer.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It's always breakfast Thursday nights for dinner time. Orange juice, oatmeal, eggs, and waffles served at 5. But once there was something I didn't recognize. It was harder than the table, so I thought it was my plate. I hit it with a hammer, but it wouldn't even break. It slipped upon some syrup and the butter ricocheted. Then it rolled and it rolled and it rolled and it rolled a disappointing pancake. It rolled and it rolled and it rolled and it rolled a disappointing pancake. Rolling toward the baseball field just down the road, the pitcher on the mound was winding up to throw. The crowd yelled, "Batter, batter!" He felt so at home. He rolled right up to the catcher, who had somehow lost his mitt, who put the pancake on his hand and like a glove it fit. And then he caught the final ball he surely would have missed. And they cheered and they cheered and they cheered and they cheered for the disappointing pancake. They cheered and they cheered and they cheered and they cheered the disappointing pancake. The catcher tossed his pancake mitt into the sky. The wind picked up the pancake, soared 4 miles high. And when it finally landed, it was just in time for a bike rider who hit a bump, his tire needed air. The pancake rolled right in and made a temporary spare. He pedaled to the bike shop where they'd get a quick repair. And they rode and they rode and they rode and they rode on the disappointing pancake. They rode and they rode and they rode and they rode on the disappointing pancake. It was a manhole cover in Manhattan, a lily pad in Padua, sombrero in some little town in Spain, a satellite in Saddle River, a knee patch in Saskatchewan, a coaster on the chilly coast of Maine. The pancake made its way around the world, jumping in and helping where he could. Then I looked outside and saw a glow. Maybe it's the moon or just a UFO. The pancake fell down from the heavens to my bed and landed like a pillow underneath my head, where I dreamt sweet pancake dreams as I slept. The pancake disappointed me at breakfast, yes, it's true. But there are many other things that this pancake can do. I like to think that pancakes are a bit like me and you. We roll and we roll and we roll and we roll like a disappointing pancake. We roll and we roll and we roll and we roll like a disappointing pancake. We roll and we roll and we roll and we roll. Not so disappointing pancake.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now to tell us what to do if you don't go to camp, to make camp, is Mom.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming on. Well, you do live here.
I do. I do live here. So what did you want me to talk about today? What was your idea?
Today, we're...
Just keep going. It's okay.
Today, we're going to talk about
ways to make camp at home.
To make camp at home.
Okay, so if you don't go to any kind of a camp, you could do some camping activities at home, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So we played camp today. We should tell your listeners, right? Were we playing camping?
Yeah, we were.
And Chloe thought of a schedule of activities for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with breakfast. And what did we have for breakfast?
Pancakes.
A disappointing pancake? Was it disappointing?
It was great.
Oh, it was great. Okay. And then, so what were some of the activities that we tried to do at home?
We did crafts, swimming, and we had lunch. It was so much fun.
It was fun. What kind of crafts could you do if you're home and you want to play camping?
A water wheel. If you get Kiwi Crate, you could do this.
Yeah, we got Kiwi Crate, and it's if parents are interested in looking at it, it's you can go on KiwiCrate.com, and they have all kinds of activity crafts that you could buy, and you could get them shipped to you monthly if you want to too. So we had one about water, right? And it made a water wheel. But one of the other things that's easy that you could do at home if you don't get Kiwi Crate was what? What did we do?
Bubble ones. All you need is your pipe cleaners and your straws. First, cut your straws into lengths, but also leave half of the straws high.
Right.
And then you can pick a shape and then slide the cut straws on to the
pipe cleaners.
And then get them in the formation of the shape you needed.
Right.
And then tie it. Soon, you can start blowing.
Yeah, and if you could use bubble solution that you already have if you want, or you can make it, and we use some dish soap and water and a little bit of sugar. I read that makes the bubbles stay, but our bubble solution didn't work out so good, did it?
Yeah, I was making lots of diamonds because diamonds are my favorite shape, and they weren't working. That was sad today.
That's okay, though. We still tried, right?
Yeah.
And what are some good camp foods that you can make if you want to try to make something? You told me about a recipe that you wanted to try that we didn't make yet.
S'mores and s'mores. Do you like almonds or strawberries? Cut the strawberries up like bananas and put them in your s'more. And then shave the almonds and put that in your s'more. Try it. Is it delicious?
I'm sure it would be delicious.
Yeah.
So we maybe could try making that after we're done recording. What do you think?
Sure. And we could also show you what they look like. But for something to tell you, we don't have almonds, so you won't be seeing almonds in the picture.
Yeah.
But you will see the strawberries.
Right. We don't have almonds in our house, right?
Yeah. My brother can't have it. That's
why.
Yeah,
he's super allergic, right?
Super, super.
Yeah. But we can make strawberries in our s'mores. We could try that. Like a strawberry surprise s'more?
Yeah.
Or should we call them like souped up s'mores?
Yeah. That would be cool.
All right. So anything else you want to say?
Here's how to make your camp tent and set it up in your house. Outside, you could put it outside, or you could put it in your basement or living room if you have one of those. Today, we're going to do it in our basement.
Good idea. Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say about this, or are we good?
We are good.
Okay, and so what's our next song?
Our next song is Best Friend by Lisa Loeb.
Awesome. You're my best friend. Mm-hmm.
Head over your eyes. You didn't seem to know. so we cried. When I first met you, I didn't think I liked you. But now that I know you, you could be my best friend. You could be my best friend. I'll talk to anyone who's there. I like dogs and you like cats. I wear lots of colors and you wear only black. But we don't take things too seriously. So you and me, we're the perfect pair. Yeah, you and me, we're the perfect pair. When I first met you, I didn't think I liked you. But now that I know you, you could be my best friend. You could be my best friend. And then in a while, we'll look back and smile. 'Cause when I first met you, I didn't think I liked you. But now that I know you, you could be my best friend. You could be my best friend. When I first met you,
I didn't think I liked you.
Didn't think I liked you.
Now that I know you,
now that I know you, you could be my best friend.
When I first met you,
when I first met you,
I didn't think I liked you.
I didn't think I liked you.
Now that I know you,
now that I know you,
you could be my best friend. You could be my best friend. You could be my best friend.
You could be my best friend.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And here's our friendship pledge. Whether you go to camp or not, you have all me and all your BFFs to hang out with. Here's the camp song by KB Worley. Zap, cock-a-doo, bop, bop.
Camp by motorboat on an island in the sea. I go to camp on a big old farm where the animals run free. I go to camp where the sports are really good. I go to camp, my tree house in the wood. Don't much matter, big or small, I wanna go to camp. Got my snack pack, got my juice, I'm gonna be the champ. Oh, but if I lose that race, well, never mind. Every day at camp I'm feeling fine in the sunshine. There goes my toothless grinning girl with the pigtails in her hair. There goes my little ruffian with a self-determined stare. Oh, right now